would you say I have decorated the house?
He decorado la casa.
He decorado la casa.
You have decorated the house.
Ha decorado la casa.
Ha decorado la casa.
He has decorated the house.
Ha decorado la casa.
Ha decorado la casa.
You have decorated the house.
Ha decorado la casa.
Ha decorado la casa.
Do you remember how to say for you in Spanish?
Para usted.
Para usted.
So, the word for you is therefore
usted.
Usted.
How would you say you have decorated the house, but putting emphasis on the word you? So actually including it now and saying, you have decorated the house.
Usted ha decorado la casa.
Usted ha decorado la casa.
How about, he has decorated the house, emphasizing that it is he who has done it.
Él ha decorado la casa.
Él ha decorado la casa.
Again with emphasis, she has decorated the house.
Ella ha decorado la casa.
Ella ha decorado la casa.
What's the word for reservation in Spanish?
Reservación.
Reservación.
Now, once more, cutting the ation off of reservation and adding the ado from bravado in its place, how would you say reserved?
Reservado.
Reservado.
Again, keep in mind that the V in Spanish is not pronounced exactly like a V in English, but somewhat more towards a B. So again, what's the word for reserved in Spanish?
Reservado.
Reservado.
And how would you say I have reserved?
He reservado.
He reservado.
A table in Spanish is
una mesa.
Una mesa.
So how would you say I have reserved a table?
He reservado una mesa.
He reservado una mesa.
How would you say she has reserved a table? Again, with no special emphasis, just the normal way you would say, she has reserved a table.
Ha reservado una mesa.
Ha reservado una mesa.
She has reserved a table for you.
Ha reservado una mesa para usted.
Ha reservado una mesa para usted.
Now let's try a similar sentence, but this time you want to make a point that she's the one who's done it for you. You want to make it very clear. So how would you say she has reserved a table for you?
Ella ha reservado una mesa para usted.
Ella ha reservado una mesa para usted.
To say for dinner in Spanish, for dinner, you can say for the dinner, which in Spanish is
para la cena.
Para la cena.
So, with that in mind, how would you say I have reserved a table for dinner, literally for the dinner?
He reservado una mesa para la cena.
He reservado una mesa para la cena.
How would you say you have reserved a table for dinner, for the dinner literally?
Ha reservado una mesa para la cena.
Ha reservado una mesa para la cena.
Let's try now turning that into a question. Using a rising intonation, ask, have you reserved a table for dinner?
¿Ha reservado una mesa para la cena?
¿Ha reservado una mesa para la cena?